Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Tim Peter. This is Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. And I am coming to you today live from the surface of the sun. I don't know about where you're located, but we had a very, very rough spring here in the New York metro area in sunny New Jersey. Chilly for weeks, and you know, you just wondered, when were we ever going to get warm? Well, apparently all the difference in the temperature that we've been missing for the last couple months has decided to show up today. So I don't know about where you are, but I hope you are enjoying the weather no matter what kind it is. And don't worry, I'll be fine. It's no problem. But if you hear any long pauses, it's entirely possible that I'm just pausing for cool refreshment. Nonetheless, let's go ahead and jump right into what's going on. There was an interesting report last week. McKinsey, the McKinsey Global Institute specifically, brought out a report that talks about where they think, what they think will contribute most economically over the next decade or so. And as the Washington Post said, you know, the McKinsey folks believe that the most economically significant technologies over the next decade plus will be those already well underway in their development. The mobile internet, largely in place in the advanced world and rapidly growing in emerging markets. As I said last week, not a shocker. Clearly something I've been talking about for quite a while. But they really believe that mobile is going to contribute in huge, huge ways economically over the next decade and change. Here's one example of why that is. The Wall Street Journal has a really interesting article today talking about people cutting the cord with the cable company. And while typically when people talk about that, they're talking about it from a TV perspective, right? People are saying, well, I don't need to pay for cable to watch TV because online video is so prevalent. And that's true. But what a recent study has found is that a higher percentage of people are cutting the cord for cable not because of TV and not because of video, but because of internet. They're actually using their mobile phone or their tablet and public Wi-Fi, you know, free Wi-Fi hotspots, 3G or 4G connections on their phones, etc., and using that as their primary means of connecting to the internet, not having cable service specifically as their internet provider. Now, to be fair, the numbers of people doing this are very, very small. It's about 1% of all people who have cut the cord with the cable company. About 1% of U.S. households stopped paying for home internet and are just relying on wireless access. But as someone says in the article, Craig Moffett, a telecommunications analyst, says, you know, quite simply, replacing home internet with wireless doesn't make a lot of sense unless you don't do a lot on the internet, right? It's simply too expensive for most people. And obviously, when you talk about the data plans that exist for mobile, it can add up very, very quickly. But it is a fascinating trend to watch and speaks to what McKinsey was saying about how mobile is going to be huge in terms of driving the economy and in terms of the sorts of things that I've talked about quite a lot. Now, of course, our good friend Mary Meeker, who I've referenced frequently, I think Mary Meeker is one of the coolest people out there. Mary Meeker started, she led Netscape's IPO in 1995. She led Google's IPO in 2004. And what she does is every 6 months or so, she gives a list of the trends of what's happening with the internet. Well, the last couple days, her most recent one came out. And one of the first things she talked about was mobile and how mobile now represents 15% of all internet traffic. 15%. That's astonishing, right? I mean, that's such a crazy number that already mobile is contributing that much to the overall internet traffic, which is really remarkable when you consider that smartphones themselves are at about 20% penetration globally. So the people who are using their smartphones are using them, you know, a lot, right? In terms of actually accessing the internet. And the growth is actually accelerating because of the number of people who are actually getting mobile smartphones specifically who hadn't had one before. You know, it's just nuts how big this is growing. 31% a year and accelerating. When you talk about tablets, tablets are doing the exact same thing. And I've mentioned this many times before, but tablets are not necessarily a mobile device, right? Mobile is more about where people use it than what device they're using, what screen they're on. But it's worth noting that, you know, it's changing people's behaviors, and your websites and your web presence and your marketing has to take into account the fact that there are different devices that people are going to use and different contexts that they're going to use to find the information that matters to them. So you really have to take that into account. One of the most mind-blowing stats is that smartphone users are reaching for their phone about 150 times a day on average. And one of the things that Ms. Meeker believes will be the case about this is that wearable computers, such like Google Glass, which we've talked about here before, as well as what she calls drivables and scannables and flyables, right? Different types of non-traditional computing platforms that people can use in varying contexts would allow them to do all of that activity and probably more often without reaching for the phone. So it would increase the likelihood that people will do those things. I wholeheartedly agree. I think it's going to play an enormous role in what happens in terms of how your customers access the information that they have or that they're looking for, what tools they use, what matters to them. And we're going to see a big, big, big change over the next couple of years. Huge in terms of that behavior. Now, I get it. I'm bullish on this stuff, right? And you may be going, Tim, you're nuts, man. It's just not going to be that big. It never is. I respectfully disagree. If you look at, there's a great Bill Gates quote where Mr. Gates says that we historically always overrate the change we will see in the next 2 years and will underrate the change we see in the next 10. And the reasons for this are actually really straightforward. Very, very, very straightforward. The reasons are Moore's Law is an exponential number. Moore's Law, as a recap for those of you who've not heard it before, though I've talked about it before, but Moore's Law is a thing that states that the power of any computing device for a given price will double roughly every 18 months. And the, or alternately, same fact turned a different way, the same power will cost half as much every 18 months. So if you get computer games on Christmas, if you get, you know, an Xbox or you get PC-based game or something along those lines, it's twice as powerful. The one you get this Christmas will be roughly twice as powerful as the one you got last Christmas. Not quite twice, but close. Now, that does lead some people to say, my God, this is going to be huge, faster than it really will. And if that is me, well, I'll take my chances there. But the flip side is, what it also means is that it's actually going to be 10 times as powerful as it was 5 years ago or in 5 years, it'll be 10 times as powerful, or 10, or one-tenth the price. And in 10 years' time, it will be 1/100th the price, or 100 times more powerful for the same price. Right? So think about what that means. I mean, that's really hard to get your head around. And sometimes it's hard to know what it really means, because it's hard to know what 10 times more powerful is when it's when we haven't even figured out what 2 times more powerful is going to be, or 4 times more powerful. So I cannot tell you, and I don't want to be so bullish that I tell you this is going to change instantly. Though I think in this case it is, because I think it's been changing instantly on us over the last couple of years. What I can tell you is that it's very, very likely, it's incredibly likely, that we're going to see these changes occurring in big numbers and really quick, and certainly within the next 5 years. So here's a for instance. This is also from the Mary Meeker data. Tablet shipments outsold desktop PCs and notebook PCs in Q4 of 2012. There were more of them shipped to consumers than desktop PCs and notebook PCs. By desktops, by a considerable number, over 50 million versus about 38 million or so for desktops, by a very narrow margin, you know, 50 million-ish to just under 50 million for notebooks. But that's from a product that didn't even exist until Q4 of 2009 or Q1 of 2010, right? So that's an astonishing reality and something that's going to continue to change your customers' behavior. Now, as I mentioned last week, or as I mentioned on a post earlier this week, I think as this customer behavior changes, you're going to see people searching more, more actively viewing other sales and distribution channels and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to have an impact on things like your conversion rates. So you're going to want to watch that, and you're going to want to make sure you look for channels, email, social, etc., that allow you to engage with your customers most effectively. Because one of the core trends that I mentioned for 2013, and I think we're seeing this writ large every single day, is that he who owns the data, or she who owns the data, owns the customer. That's the core of it. The more effectively you can understand your customer, understand what they want, and put the right message in front of them at the right time, clearly the better off you're going to be. As mobile takes a more prominent role in people's lives, and they have so many options of where to shop and so many messages flooding them every single day, it becomes increasingly important to make sure those messages fit and work appropriately. And so that's really what I'm encouraging my clients and obviously all of you to do, is focus heavily on how do you build up your customer list, whether it's an email list, whether it's your social followers, etc., and how do you learn as much as you can about these people so that you can put the right messages in front of them. And there's a lot of different ways to do that, and we'll talk more about that in the next couple of weeks. But that's really what I want you to take away today, is these changes are huge and they're coming, and you've got to stay on top of them, and you've got to focus on how do you know more about your customer, because the people who do the best job of that are the people who are going to win. Well, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time. We're overtime this week, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. As ever, the show notes are available on timpeter.com/blog. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast at timpeter.com/blog. Just go ahead and click on the link for podcasts down in the right-hand side, and you can subscribe there. Or you can subscribe on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks on iTunes, or just Thinks out loud. And of course, you can email me. You can shoot me an email at podcast@timpeter.com, and I'd love to hear from you. I will be happy to respond to those either on air or privately, so please do let me know what you think. As ever, I really appreciate you being here. It's always great to have you here. Makes the show worth doing, so thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope it's a shade cooler where you are, or at least cooler in the shade where you are. and that you enjoy yourselves, have a fantastic weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.